10 Chinese cities now face travel restrictions as officials try to contain the spread of coronavirus. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. 26 people have died and more than 800 are infected, most of them around the city of Wuhan, where the pneumonia-like virus originated. Health officials there say they're running short of medical supplies and have asked for donations of masks, surgical gloves, and protective suits. Wuhan is home to about 11 million people, and the city is now building a 1,000-bed hospital to deal with the increasing number of patients. Officials say it could be ready in just over a week. There is no vaccine available to treat those who get sick with the virus, but Dr. Paul Stoffels, chief scientific officer at Johnson & Johnson, says work is underway to find one.
The sequence of the virus, which is the genetic information about that, was available since a few weeks, and so most of the laboratories now in pharmaceutical industry are able to work from that to start constructing vaccines. And so many companies have started the basic work on can we make a reasonable vaccine in a very short time. The lab technicians and scientists, without me asking, they told me today that they had already advanced the first version of a vaccine into the laboratory space. So that will take several months before it will be able to be tested.
But it could be more than a year before a vaccine is ready.
We are now organized. Ebola was a wake-up call to the world. We kicked it off when the WHO called for vaccines. And 1 year later, we were in the clinic. We produced 2 million vaccines. And it is possible to do it within 1 year. But the pre-work was more than 5 to 10 years. Now we have platforms, we have experience, we work together with the regulators, with the whole community, with the WHO, and the systems are in place now to move much faster. We know that this could become a big global epidemic, and many, many different things are happening. Part of the industry delivers protective gear for people who work in the hospitals and people on the street, the masks, the gowns, that is all organized. Since Ebola, the industry now have a supply chain for bringing those type of supplies very quickly to the regions where it's needed in order to prevent transmission.
Dr. Paul Stoffels from Johnson & Johnson there. Efforts to contain the spread of the virus have helped financial markets recover some of their losses this week. Main European benchmarks are all up more than 1% this morning. Japan's Nikkei closed 0.1% higher, while a broad index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan rose 1.2%. Stocks in mainland China, Taiwan, and South Korea, though, were closed today to kick off the Lunar New Year holiday. Those markets will stay closed, in many cases, through the whole of next week. But what does that mean for investors, since the full impact of the coronavirus is not yet known? Emma Wall, head of investment at Hargreaves Lansdown, explains.
The thing about a market being closed for a week is you do not have daily manageable volatility, because we often see market movements beginning in Asia, moving across to Europe, going across to the US and back round again. And they sort of right themselves. When you have an important chunk of Asia being closed for that amount of time, it means that you don't have that ability for markets to absorb daily news flow.
So we could see big swings either up or down when markets reopen.
Absolutely, because you don't have that ability for Asia to absorb whatever else is going on around the world.
And that will all depend on how this virus develops over the next week.
Absolutely. I think it's really important to draw some comparisons with SARS in 2002-2003. It's not being categorized by those in the know, those in the pharmaceutical and healthcare industry, as severe as SARS was. So until it is defined, if it is ever defined as serious as SARS, it's not quite the perfect proxy. So while SARS did have a sizable impact on China's economy and indeed the stock market, we're not expecting at the moment for coronavirus to have the similar impact.
Certainly a lot to keep our eyes on over the next week. Emma Wall, head of investment at Hargreaves Lansdown, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
If someone offered you tens of thousands of dollars to close down your business for a week, would you do it? Many in Davos, Switzerland, have taken up the offer from big companies like Facebook and HSBC, who have descended on the mountain town for the World Economic Forum this week. But an increasing number of business owners this year turned down the cash, as the BBC's Dan Thomas explains.
There's a sense among some of them that the World Economic Forum is a bit of a corporate invasion when it comes to town during this week in January. Davos is a small ski resort with about 11,000 residents. And I think generally most people are supportive of the conference, you know, to boost the economy. But I think some people feel that it disrupts everything and local people have nowhere to shop, meet friends, you know, go for a coffee. And I think, you know, some people resent that. The people I spoke to, they're doing it almost out of a sense of pride.
So some of those shop owners doing this out of a sense of pride, but some of them also kind of taking a loss on it. You talked to one woman who said she's going to make 20% less than if she had rented out her business.
Yes, indeed. That person I spoke to said she would make a loss. A couple others said that they'd make a big loss. I mean, you can rent out your shop here for about 50,000 to 70,000 Swiss francs for a week. I mean, that's equivalent to a year's worth of rent for some of these shops.
So for those who did rent their shops out, like you say, most of them, what are they used for? What are the companies like Facebook and Accenture doing in those shops?
For big businesses, it's a great marketing opportunity. They also use these shops as a sort of informal meeting places, events, panels, discussions. They hold parties. You'll have live music, cocktail receptions. And it's just a place where they can also meet clients who are in town for the week.
No shortage of meet and greets in Davos, I'm sure. The BBC's Dan Thomas out in the Swiss Alps. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
And here in London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.